This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I've been very fortunate to not have diarrhea on a plane. I think that would be absolutely miserable. But sadly, an Atlanta flight had to be canceled, and the plane had to turn back because a flyer had diarrhea, quote, all the way through the plane. Delta confirmed that flight DL-194 from Atlanta to Barcelona had to turn back because a passenger on board was having a, quote, unquote, medical issue. The flight was about 2 hours out, and then it had to turn back. That might have really stunk people. In an audio transmission, according to Yahoo News, from the flight deck posted on Twitter, they call it X, by an aviation enthusiast, the pilot said it's a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who's had diarrhea all the way through the plane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta. It's an Airbus A350. And luckily, they weren't over the ocean yet, but the flight ended up being delayed about 8 hours before they could take off again. So, not sure what the patient had. You know, diarrhea is not easy, but, you know, one concern is if this was on takeoff, and you know how the fastest seatbelt sign usually takes at least a half hour to 45 minutes, I wonder if the person had to mess themselves because they couldn't get up and go to the bathroom. I've had to go to the bathroom when the flight said seatbelt sign is on and the stewardess says you can't because of flight regulations, so you have to sit there. And when we had people trapped on a Las Vegas plane in the heat with no air conditioning for 4 hours, many of them urinated on themselves because, again, they couldn't get up to go to the bathroom. So I'm wondering if that's what happened. And we are seeing a lot of diarrhea these days. COVID does cause diarrhea, not to mention poor eating, bad food poisoning, other sorts of recalls, as you've seen, because of food-borne illness that or contaminations. So hopefully the person is okay, not easy. But, you know, if people ask, so what is the protocol? How well do they clean the seats? So I don't know how well they cleaned. You would think if they took 8 hours to clean this, it might have involved reupholstering. It might have involved just covering up the seat and refunding that person's ticket. And it's frustrating because these planes are so tightly packed now with passengers that you don't have a lot of free seats to move people. Not to mention, if somebody said, look, sorry, somebody had diarrhea in that seat, the person next to it or anybody in that row, or the row before, you know, in front of it, behind it, aren't going to want it. But we have a little bit of details. This is coming from an Air Canada flight. Two passengers got kicked off an Air Canada flight because they refused to sit on seats that were covered in vomit. Apparently, two passengers got kicked off when they complained about their seats. There was a Facebook post that said that the passengers boarded the flight, smelled something off, found out that the seats had been covered in puke, and were being told, two men, women and a man struggled to get seated on a flight from Las Vegas to Montreal. There was a foul smell, but they didn't necessarily know where it was coming from. Then they found out that somebody had thrown up on the flight. And what her post had said, this was a bystander. She said, Air Canada attempted to quickly clean up before boarding. Now, again, I can't confirm this, but they said it wasn't a thorough clean. They placed coffee grinds in the seat pouch and sprayed perfume to mask the smell. Now, I don't know if you guys have kids or if you lived with anybody who would vomit. That does not handle the smell. Air Canada said they are in contact with the two passengers, but apparently the passengers got kicked off the flight. And, I mean, I would not want to sit in a seat that was wet, sit in a seat that smelled. You're stuck on that plane for hours. A Las Vegas to Montreal, that's probably easily a six-hour flight. So that's five, 6 hours, assuming there's delays. So the passengers had told Air Canada flight attendant that their seat had residue on it, but the employee told the passengers the flight was full and they had no other option. They said the flight attendant was apologetic, but still, flight was full. So, my heart, goes out to those flight attendants during COVID and all that. They had to really, really struggle with angry passengers, and many of them have hardened. And I am hearing that the average flight attendant doesn't seem to be as nice as they used to be. And I got to say, give them some credit. They have, a lot of people that are grumpy at them. But on the flip side, when you have a valid complaint, you're being told, there's nothing you could do about it. And maybe it's because the flight attendants can't do anything about it. Maybe they really are limited. They got to get that flight off. They don't have time for somebody to deplane. Then everybody asks why. Then they'll have to deplane more people. And so it's not that simple. It used to be really easy to fly. I used to get to the gate right as it was closing. I get through security. Security was a lot faster. I know this is before September 11th. And I would be able to get to the plane. They're like, we were just about to close the gate because I was really busy and I was in class. And if I ever did have to fly, I would be working right up until the point I had to leave for the airport. And I live near the airport, so I would leave for the airport, an hour or 45 minutes before I had to fly. I mean, now it's just different. There's all these rules and protocols, and it's frustrating. But I have felt that way where if I have an issue, there's nothing they could do. Now, I noticed the first class flight attendants seem to be a lot nicer. They seem to be able to say, look, maybe we could do this, maybe we could do this. But, they have customers that are, that get grumpy. And so I hear stuff. But if there's an issue like this, they have to. They have to deal with it. And I understand that these companies are like, just tell the customers. Because the customer now... You remember the customer's always right? We don't really have a lot of customer service these days, if you've noticed. We're paying a bunch of extra fees when we go out to eat or when we go to places. We're expected to tip. I bought a gift card from a company, and they actually asked for a tip. I'm like, I'm buying a gift card for you guys. I'm just dumping money for you. But... yeah, that's just the way it is right now. So if a customer says I have an issue, there's a better than, nothing chance that they're going to be turned down. 1-877-DOC-LA.
When the wall made me crash my car, I made me feel.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with
Extendo-Vite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendo-Vite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendo-Vite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendo-Vite is all natural. Extendo-Vite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendo-Vite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo-Vite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you have noticed with your insurance that it costs money to go and see a primary care provider. It costs money to see a specialist, whether they're in-network or out-network. But if you use telemedicine, you may have a very small copay, if not no copay. And I'm very, very grateful for the telemedicine companies that are out there and us being able to offer care. I mean, throughout the holiday weekend, people were at home dealing with storms, some of them at night in their pajamas, and I was able to help them in their living room remotely. Telemedicine, and I'm very grateful for MD Live and a lot of these companies that are out there, American Well, Doctor on Demand, that allow people to have access to a doctor. So I think it's a fantastic service. I just think a lot of people are using the service incorrectly. And there have been many of you that are ripping doctors a new one for actually trying to do a good job. And I want to make sure you guys aren't kind of missing the point of what telemedicine is. So some of you may know birthday plans. The one I usually work for doesn't, but there's one I worked for where you only really had 10 minutes with that provider, which honestly is more than sometimes you get with an in-person provider. And many individuals are spending time arguing with that doctor why they have to go in and be seen by a provider in person. Now, this is a conversation the average medical student and doctor never had to be trained on because we never gave you advice without seeing you. You were always in the office. So if a child had a high fever, we would be examining the child. We would be making sure that child didn't need to be hospitalized. We could figure out what was going on with that child. If you were having acute abdominal pain, before we even told you what to do, we would examine you and then go, okay, based on the exam, I think you need to go to the hospital. What makes telemedicine very unique is because you're not there with the doctor, your medical provider is spending a good amount of time trying to convince you to be seen when that never was an issue because you got seen. So I had a patient, she was nice, but she wanted to know all the differentials, all the different things that could be going on with her child that kind of had a severe symptom. Now, if I had examined the child in person and been able to order the test, I wouldn't have had to go through the whole differential. But when a parent is using that 10 or 15 or 20 minutes to try to get justification for going to a doctor, and they want all the differentials, I mean, then you're going to be bringing up everything. You're going to be bringing up, and then they get scared. Well, why would you think it's this? Why would you think it's that? And I go, I don't. It's just they need to be examined to make sure it's not. And they're losing precious time. I had one person very disoriented. I'm like, call 911. They're like, no, I don't want to call 911. I've had this for days. I go, well, you might have had a stroke. Maybe you're post having seizures. Go. Well, explain to me what could be going on. And they want the telemedicine doctor to teach them all about the 700 different diagnoses that they might be having. And when they only get, let's say, 100 of the diagnoses spoke upon, and then they get cut off, they get mad. And so, you know, realize telemedicine can be a lifesaver because people will call up and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get 911 to come to you. I mean, this is some serious stuff. This is, you know, or I can at least say, look, if you were not going to go, you need to go. And so it's lifesaving in that respect. But I really worry about people who aren't dressed, they're in their pajamas, they have no intention, they're not ready to go, they don't have their car charged, they don't have gas in their car, they're not ready to go, and they want me to tell them they don't have to go. That's not what the telemedicine provider does. We still have a license, and our license can still be taken away in a heartbeat for delaying care. You know, somebody had called with a horrible, horrible nosebleed. Blood wouldn't stop. And they wanted me to do something over the phone. I'm like, you know what, just call 911. Because by the time you do get dressed and get yourself to where you need to go, because you obviously haven't done that, you could have lost too much blood. Call 911. And so if a medical provider says you need to be seen, don't slow down your care asking, you know, 2,000 questions. You could ask, okay, tell me why, because when I do go, I want to explain to them why we're going in. That's totally valid. But I get the feeling that people want to argue because they love the $0 copay, and they think our advice might not be right. Now, if I think you have meningitis or your child has meningitis, don't waste time talking to me. If we think you have a ruptured appendix, don't waste time talking to me. But part of the reason, and again, I'm not, you know, in their defense, they're like, well, you didn't examine me. So how do you know I have an appendicitis attack? What if you're wrong? And so we're spending a lot of telemedicine hours on convincing why somebody needs to see a provider when that was never a part of the whole conversation because you were there seeing the provider. You were already there in the room. And I don't want to see wasted time. We had patients, you know, people waiting. Serious, you know, and I don't want somebody to feel rushed when they go to an emergency room or an urgent care or have a telemedicine visit. But you got to understand, you think it's a medical visit. People think that a telemedicine visit is their physical, is their yearly eye exam, is their yearly gynecological exam. It's not. It is an adjunct. It is a extra benefit you're getting while you're waiting to get seen. And I've had patients who were in the ER say, look, I'm scared, but nobody's talking to me. And I would talk to them. I would go, okay, talk to me about what's going on. All right, if you think you need to be seen sooner, you could go ahead and tell the nurse X, Y, and Z. You know, and sometimes you're there for support, which I think is fantastic. I love the idea that we have telemedicine therapists. I love that. I love the idea that, you know, we could be there for support. But, you know, people think that you know, I've met diabetics that aren't getting their eyes examined. Because, again, they can't do it on telemedicine. Telemedicine was not supposed to replace your primary care doctor. And people expect telemedicine to do that. Use telemedicine if you are having trouble getting in with a medical provider. Need advice. If it is one of the conditions that the company says we could try and treat. But many people will say, well, you know what, they only treat these, so let me say this with my diagnosis. I had somebody who I really think had an acute angle closure of glaucoma, but was trying to convince me it was pink eye. I've had other people with globe injuries who tried to say, well, it's pink eye, just give me an antibiotic. Don't you want what actually fixes your eye problem? I know you want it to go away. I know you would love that your eye issue that's burning and weeping and you can't open and look at the light. I know you want that to be pink eye, but I'm telling you right now, it's not. So what I want to make sure is that people aren't using it wrong, because we're a big fear a lot of us doctors have is that individuals with cancer are now not going to be found because they're not going in. We spoke about Jimmy Buffett's Merkel cell carcinoma, little cute, round, little lesion that many people could ignore. Well, every time I would examine somebody as a physical, I'd look at their, you know, I'd look at their back. I'd also be looking, not only would I be listening to your lungs, but I'm also looking for cancer. When I was doing your rectal, I was also making sure there was no melanoma. We're checking the skin. Now people are just using their telemedicine for their blood pressure medicines. Who's checking their skin? Who's looking for dermatological manifestations of internal pathology or internal malignancy? Who's checking your capillary? Who's doing a lot of these other things that aren't being done on telemedicine? Whether, if, especially if it's just a phone call. So again, I think telemedicine is one of the most amazing things we have added as an adjunct. But please, for the love of God, don't misuse it. We have a lot of people calling asking for COVID medication, the Paxlovid. Now, I am told we still have enough. We are not in shortage. We had a big shortage of Tamiflu last year because people were calling online asking for that because their COVID test was negative. Now that we're still slow, you know, still not necessarily in flu season, people, I still have people asking for Tamiflu, but people are asking for Paxlovid. Okay, make sure you're not lying to that doctor. Some companies will not give it over the phone, but I'm hearing some companies are. Okay, don't lie about having COVID, because honestly, you know, that we're really going to need that medication this year if we do have a bigger, badder wave. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Thousands of Burning Man attendees finally making their mass exodus after intense rain over the weekend flooded campsites and filled them with thick, ankle-deep mud, stranding more than 70,000 people. In a Saturday interview, former White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke out in defense of masking up amid today's rising COVID cases. First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. Her husband, President Joe Biden, remains negative for the virus. Ocean City, Maryland lifeguards busy over the Labor Day weekend, making nearly 400 rescues. Cell phone alerts were sent out to people to warn them of the high rip current risk. The big waves and strong rip currents in the Atlantic, the remnants of Hurricane Idalia and other storms. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One thing that I think is stupid, really stupid, and I don't really like to be very critical of things, are these gender reveal parties where people spend a lot of money, they go through a lot of effort to tell family members if the baby they're having is a boy or a girl. And what's even more stupid is people are dying at these things. They're dying, either creating it or performing it. So the latest tally to the death toll from gender reveal parties actually happened in San Pedro, Mexico, where a plane that was releasing pink smoke to reveal the identity as the couple stood there with grass and balloons and all that. The left wing collapsed on a plane. The plane immediately spirals, crashes, kills the pilot. But you hear the bystanders still cheering for the parents. I don't know if they thought the plane was supposed to collapse. I don't know. I mean, you heard some people screaming. But people were cheering and applauding and so happy for the couple. And one of the reasons why I think gender reveal parties are stupid is because do you not cheer? If it's a boy, do you go, yay? If it's a girl, you go, ooh, boo. Or if it's a girl, you go, yay. If it's a boy, you go, boo. Also, I thought we were getting rid of the whole pink-blue thing. I'm a girl. My favorite color is blue. I remember my mom going, your favorite color is pink. She likes pink. I thought pink was cool, but I really, really liked blue. I was afraid to say anything, but I really like blue. I'm a female. I don't have gender identity issues, but I'd really, you know, I'd rather deal with blue color. I just like blue better than pink. That's just me. So I thought we were kind of getting rid of this whole pink is for girl, blue is for boys. But how can we stop people from dying at these things? So one of my Twitter or X, I guess they call them X now because we're not calling it Twitter, followers had said they were using a crop duster and the chemicals probably was not a good mix, possibly caused, you know, the implosion of the side wing. But you actually see the wing collapse. It was a scary, scary sight. Back in 2021 in New York, in Liberty, New York, a man was killed when he and his brother were assembling a device to be used at his girlfriend's gender reveal party later that day. 28-year-old Christopher Peckney and his brother Michael were in their Catskill garage and an explosion occurred. It killed Christopher and it sent his brother to the hospital with injuries to his legs. Why are we doing this? Well, gender reveal parties have been around since the early 2000s. I mean, I gave birth to my son in 2002. We didn't do that. First, who would care? Now, again, it's nice to have presents, and I'll tell you why we're doing it. The reason why they're doing that is parents now, because they have the ability to, and I wish I did more of this. It's just I don't know where all my cameras are. Once we went digital, I don't know where all the pictures are. I don't have a lot of pictures from my kids. We videotaped everything. I just don't know where it all is because we've moved and, you know, things have happened. But parents want to document every part of their child's history. So the conception, the ultrasounds, the gender reveal. So there's all these events that get documented. And I get, for a digital generation, I am sure Generation Alpha is going to think these things are cool. But people are dying. Blogger Jenna Carvunitis had suggested this when she said she was a blogger back in the early 2000s, used pink icing in a cake when she wanted to reveal the gender of her soon-to-be-born child. So she said you could make a cake, use pink for the cake, or blue. And so other people do that. But some other people go a little bit crazy. In Louisiana and Florida, families used alligators to reveal the sex of their unborn child. So, you know, I'm watching this alligator right now, and the alligator, what they do is they hold a balloon up to the alligator. The alligator is upset, and then it chews on the balloon or pops the balloon, and then you see everything come out of the balloon, and then you see if it's pink or blue. I just don't think that's smart. There's another picture of a guy working with an alligator to open up something that will later say if something's pink or blue. The alligators don't want to be surrounded by food coloring and this kind of stuff. It's stupid. In 2021, a 26-year-old man in Michigan was killed by shrapnel when a cannon that was rigged to reveal the gender of his baby exploded. He was standing 10 to 15 feet away. Investigators believe gunpowder was used, which then caused a fracture in the cannon and then caused shrapnel to hit him. Other gender party accidents reported by Twin Cities. In April 2018, a car whose exhaust was rigged to spew out blue smoke caught fire. It did donuts in front of an Australian couple. The driver bailed. Spectators fled. Incident was caught on drone video, but luckily the expectant couple didn't get killed in the process. In September 2019, a crop duster dropped 350 gallons of pink water. It stalled and crashed in front of party guests in Turkey, Texas. Plane was destroyed. A passenger suffered minor injuries. Not sure what happened to the pilot. In October 2018, 56-year-old Pamela Kremeyer died instantly when she was struck in the head by a piece of metal from an exploding device during a family gathering in Knoxville, Iowa. She was the grandmother of the baby, whose sex was supposed to be revealed by a homemade pipe bomb using gunpowder and colored powder. And then we can't forget the sawmill fire in Tucson. In 2017, a gender reveal party with blue smoke ended up causing a fire, resulting in 48,000 acres burned. And we cannot forget the El Dorado fire. 3 years ago in California, a deadly and destructive gender party mishap involved the use of a smoke-generating pyrotechnic device that resulted in the El Dorado fire. It lasted close to a month. It killed veteran firefighter Charlie Morton, scorched 23,000 acres. So come on, people. Nobody cares. Nobody cares if you're having a boy or girl. And honestly, just call or text. If you really want to make a party and get presents and make a big deal, then do balloons or colored confetti. But everybody is trying to go viral. People want their video to be, you know, there for infamy. They want their child to go, wow, my parents were cool. Look at what they did. Now, by the way, I could tell if you're pregnant with a boy or girl. I can. I'm probably 90% right. As long as I really put my mind to it, I could probably be 95% right. And I don't want to necessarily stereotype any person who's pregnant, but when the baby jets straight forward and you don't look pregnant from behind, it's usually a boy. People didn't know I was pregnant until I turned. But when you are rounder and we could see that you're pregnant from behind, you know, because you're a little bit more round in the belly, not in terms of weight gain, you're probably carrying a girl. I've been able to just predict it. You don't need to invite me over to your gender reveal party. I'll probably be right about what you have. Okay, skip my invitation if it'll save a life. So, you know, everything's right now about the video and about the social media post, you know, and about the glitz of it. It really, it's not worth it. I don't want to see any more wildfires. I don't want to see anybody else die. And we're not really doing this whole gender thing anymore. I mean, I not dissuading people from having genders. I want you to have the gender, you know, but in terms of, we're not really doing the pink blue thing anymore. That's already kind of obsolete. A girl doesn't have to like pink and a boy doesn't always have to like blue. What if a boy likes green? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine, How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I'm going to Facebook Live this one because I know many of you were waiting on this one. And this is something that sadly we predicted from day one. We were accused of misinformation. I don't know if the misinformation police is going to offer any sort of an apology. But what was once considered misinformation, again, has been proven wrong. And I am sick and tired of people not listening to doctors and not letting us speak and vilifying us if we don't go with the narrative. But when the mask mandates came out and I saw people putting porous things on their face, struggling to keep their kids' mouths covered, people being shot and stabbed over masks. That one gas station kid that was working at a gas station says, sorry, man, you got to wear a mask. Guy goes out to get the mask, or we believe, but then he comes back and shoots the kid. I mean, people died over this flipping mask mandate. And when we doctors said, look, guys, there's limited efficacy. The data is limited. Can we please get some science behind it before anybody else gets killed or there's any more fights or Walmart videos of people going at each other's throats over the flipping masks? No, no, it's all about the masks. It's all about the masks. And unfortunately, we couldn't have some really intelligible conversations. Well, now making news is this study. And by the way, this isn't the first time we've had a study debate the efficacy of masks. There's been tons of studies. But this one is finally, you know, starting to, you know, make the misinformation police squirm a little bit. It's entitled Physical Interventions to Interrupt or Reduce the Spread of Respiratory Viruses, published by Cochrane Library. These are UK researchers, and basically they've looked at multiple epidemics and pandemics, including swine flu, including SARS in 2003, as well as COVID. They updated to increase the data, but their take-home point were antiviral drugs and vaccines may be insufficient to prevent their spread, and they also concluded in their study on masks, and again, I'm not saying I agree with this entire percent, but on masks, they said that there was uncertainty about the effects of face masks. The low to moderate certainty of evidence means our confidence in the effect estimate is limited, and that the true effect may be different from the observed estimate of the effect. There were no clear differences between the use of medical surgical masks compared to N95 P2 respirators and healthcare workers, which corrects me because I had said the N95 is better than them, so that corrects me. Used in routine care to reduce respiratory viral infection. Hand hygiene is likely to modestly reduce the burden of respiratory illness, and although this effect was also present with flu and analyzed separately, it was not found to be a significant difference for the outcomes. They said there is need for a large, well-designed study to address the effectiveness. So finding that the gloves had little to any effect. And if you actually look at the study, they even talk about less effect. We really need the federal government right now to gain our trust. And that we don't have right now. We don't have that. Right now it seemed to be all about a narrative, pushing the mandates, and people went to jail. I had trouble breathing on a plane because of my mask. And usually I'm okay, but for some reason with that particular flight, the partial pressure of oxygen affected my lungs. I wasn't sick, but I was like, you know, as long as you were drinking or eating, you got to remove the mask temporarily. So I just kept asking for water so I could at least breathe. I've never felt that way. But when the partial pressure of oxygen drops, if it's a bad day, and I think, you know, I've lived in Vegas long enough that I've started to develop what we call a Vegas asthma, you know, from some of the dust and things like that. It was uncomfortable. And when I saw kids struggle to have their faces covered, and you teach a kid not to cover your orifices to breathe, you teach them to, you know, cover when you sneeze or cough, but you want the child to breathe when they're feeling fine, I think it was a cluster and a half. Do we use masks in medical settings? Absolutely. Masks help. Absolutely. But in terms of did it do anything for the COVID pandemic? We're getting more and more studies saying not to the degree that people said it did. And we even talked about how, you know, the carbon dioxide would build up, and that would cause people to become ill. We talked about, there was a study that came out last week about the chemicals of the N95 respirator. So I'm going to have to reevaluate my stance on N95 respirators. If now we're being told that the N95 respirators still didn't limit that much, well, of course, if it's not fitting right, if it's used, if you're only wearing one a day, I told you, it's not very efficacious. I still think a nice, new, crisp N95 mask does some of the best sort of protection from all the other masks out there. However, that study last week said there's chemicals on these. And when they were looking at KN94 masks in Korea, they said the chemicals wouldn't dissipate till about 30 minutes of it being out in the open. And I don't want you guys to get exposed to these chemicals. Apparently, these forever chemicals that people were exposed to can cause headache, nausea, fatigue. Well, when people were wearing the mask, they were complaining they were getting headaches, nausea, and fatigue. Well, is that from the carbon dioxide they're breathing or the chemicals in the mask? So, you know, I as a physician am always open to evolving science. But I said from the very beginning that these masks might not prevent the virus because it's like a chain link fence with the virus being so small. I love the idea of masks stopping spit, stopping sneezing. I wear masks in between patients so that if they breathe on me, I don't breathe that to somebody else. But to be in a mask all day, to be sitting alone in a park wearing a mask, it didn't make sense. And again, what really ticked me off is people died over the mask mandate. I would like one of you out there to do a study of all the people who were stabbed or shot over a fight about a mask. Please. Now, those murders are on the person who murdered. It's not on Fauci. It's not on the CDC. But stop it with the mandates until we have better science. So now, of course, people are going after Fauci for this. And, you know, and again, what he originally first said, I agreed with him. It could be a barrier, but probably won't protect us to the highest degree that would need to be for a virus this small. But then after that, everything else was all mask. And what he originally first said as a knee jerk was how many of us feel. And any of us that reiterated that were called, okay, well, that's misinformation. Come on. Okay, we're trying to do what's right for the patients. And I'm not saying you only have to listen to doctors, but when doctors were silenced because they were trying to say, look, guys, you have a false sense of security. You're wearing a mask and you think you won't get COVID. And what really bothered me is patients told me they were in the ICU or in the hospital or the ER, and nurses were yelling at them. This happened to multiple patients. Said, you should have worn your mask. Why didn't you wear your mask? And they're like, but I did. I was wearing a mask, and they didn't believe them. I go, I believe you. You could still get COVID when you wear a mask. They go, then how do they not know that? And I go, most nurses do, which is those people probably could have been really tired and exhausted and thinking people were, you know, not, I don't know, doing reckless behavior, not wearing a mask. But when people told me that they did wear the mask, they did everything they were told to and supposed to, and they still got sick. You know, they don't need to be beaten up verbally. Yeah, the virus knows how to get through because you have to breathe. If you're getting air through that mask to breathe, the virus is coming too. Yes, it might get caught on some of the fibers, so maybe you might minimize, but this study, as well as others, have said it didn't do much to curb the pandemic. When everybody said, you see, it didn't, and it's important because mask mandates are starting to come back. Now, I get it. In a hospital setting, I think that's fine because I also don't want tuberculosis and other things. But in terms of out in a park, come on, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year?
Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.